The United Way Update on Byers & Company, proudly presented by Tate & Lyle.
Back here on a Thursday, Debbie Bogle joins us every Thursday at this time with the United Way Update. Never more important or paramount than it is today. Let's start with the announcement earlier this week on top of the $1 million pledge by the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. There was close to another $300,000 in gifts that were announced, $110,000 of that going to the United Way. How blessed are we? And then what would this money be used for?
Yes, that was an amazing gift to the community, and we're so grateful to have the Howard G. Buffett Foundation here. That money is going to go towards the immediate needs for food pantries and soup kitchens to make sure that they have the additional product that they need, as much as we can get anyway, to make sure that we're still able to feed the people in our community. Right now, the numbers are increasing at all of the food pantries and soup kitchens, and so we're trying to keep up with that, but also having the same issues that we have with us just in our everyday lives. Some of the product is we just can't get, like milk and eggs and bread and those types of things. So we're working with Central Illinois Food Bank to find some alternate options, and actually we're going to have milk delivered next week, and I think it's guaranteed that we'll have it for the next 4 weeks, and then at that time we'll have to reevaluate and see if we're still able to get that. So some really cool things happening with working with those partners and being able to find those things and make sure that the pantries are stocked.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing how much our world has changed. You know, time is like just sort of even different than it was just a few weeks ago. Normally, our food drive would have been enough to sustain these pantries till it was time to do the food drive again. And now, these numbers released this morning, we've quadrupled the record of unemployment claims in the history of unemployment claims, which means those families, the Alice families that you've talked about so often, you know, who are paycheck to paycheck, the need is going to be, I think, larger than any of us can even realize right now.
Right. And those, you know, a lot of those folks aren't working right now. And so this, you know, we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to spread information about 211 to make sure if people have needs that they call 211 and so they can be directed to the right places. And right now, a lot of our agencies are still, you know, their employees are not able to come to work because they are, you know, they've been forced to close due to the nature of their business. So, but those immediate needs, those are open right now.
Yeah.
Those are available.
And Debbie, let me clarify something real quick here. The 211 number is an incredible resource for people who are in need of other things, not for the coronavirus. I want to point that out because when I called just the other day, I'm trying to figure out like the best way to point to things. They're pointing you somewhere else. If you feel like you're symptomatic, I mean, you want to go the medical approach, but any other need you're talking about, like counseling, or you're having thoughts, or you need help, or your power's not working, those kind of things fall under 211, the best resource to go to.
Exactly. They will help you navigate and find the resources you need to help with what your needs are. So if you're looking for food, if you're homeless, if you're, you know, anything that you have a need for right now, they can help you find those resources and give you the information to get you where you need to be. It's a 24-hour hotline. It's a suicide hotline. So it's very important right now, and the agencies are keeping their information up to date. So a lot of them have changed hours, or, you know, they're only by phone now and you can't just pop in there. So call before you go and make sure you get all the information, and they should be able to help you navigate through that.
All right. Volunteers are desperately needed. It's so funny because I'm looking at the Live United, United Way of Decatur, Mid-Illinois page right now, and your volunteer page is a bunch of people hugging each other and all close to each other. And I go, wow, that was like 3 weeks ago.
Right, yes. And we have a page just dedicated to the COVID-19. So, and all of these agencies are taking all the precautions necessary, but they're in need of volunteers, and they're going to continue to be in need of volunteers. And so, you know, for example, blood drive, it's not a volunteer, but because of everything that's happening, people stopped giving blood, and now there's a huge shortage. So we're looking for people for that. We're looking for people to help packaged food. People are not coming into food pantries and soup kitchens now. It's being prepackaged, and employees are getting those out as people drive up or walk up. And so those are the things that we're needing right now. That's continuously updated on our website. You can go there for all the information. It'll tell you exactly where to go.
All right. I note that you note that you're looking for volunteers under 59. Are there parameters, specific reasons?
We're just most of the volunteers that typically are long-term volunteers for these agencies are over 59. And a lot of those folks obviously don't want to be put at further risk by being out in the agencies. And we want to make sure that they're taken care of. So we're looking for people who are younger than 59 that can come out and are at less risk of being seriously affected by the COVID-19.
Absolutely, because they're the most vulnerable in our population right now. And any age you come up with where I can still be on the younger side of it, thank you, because that makes me feel a little better.
Same.
Yeah, no doubt. So the literally, uwdecatur.org. If you want to find out about blood drives, you want to find out about how to volunteer, you want to help package these boxes to get to people who need it, the need, Debbie, over the next weeks and months, it's going to be great. I mean, I'm trying not to even get out too far ahead because it scares me. Of what we're going to have to do. But what I am convinced we can do is come together as a community and take care of each other.
We can, and the response that we've seen has been just extraordinary. So we're very grateful. We have such a caring community, and it shows time and time again. And now's the time to continue to show that and be there for when people need that extra help and when we need the volunteers at the agencies to make sure that, again, our most vulnerable people are being fed and taken care of.
And yet you contrast that with some people and their definition of sacrifice and their time spent just criticizing everything on social media. And it's like we live in two different worlds.
Exactly. And I mean, there's so much that you can do out there to help this situation. And if people just look around them and they can see that, and there's so many ways that we can help each other. And just by stepping out and packaging some food is one small way that you can do that. But it's really a big deal for a lot of people that wouldn't get fed otherwise.
No. And even if your sacrifice is just you gut checking and holding on to the negativity instead of spreading it, that actually helps people.
Right. And it's amazing what we can do if we just all pull together. And, you know, at Northeast, they had so much response the first couple of days that they, you know, they had more people than they needed. And so when we put the call out, people usually respond. And so we're hoping that continues because it is a day-to-day thing. You know, if somebody goes out one time, that's awesome. But we still need somebody the next day. So I just want to remind everybody to, you know, keep looking for those opportunities and keep showing up.
Debbie, thank you, as always. And what's the ongoing efforts about this $1 million gift? And I know you guys are having conversations. Will we have news on that soon?
We will, and we're going week by week because everything is changing. And so we're meeting weekly to look at what's happening. And right now, food pantries were pretty well stocked. And so as, you know, the first week wasn't too bad, but as we get into, you know, week three, week four, their pantries are going to start, they're going to be getting sparse. So that's when I think this will really kick in, where we'll be able to help more agencies and make sure that those things are taken care of. It's changing every day, so it's kind of hard to tell what's going to happen, but we're going to make sure that they don't have to worry about that.
All right, Debbie, keep up the great work. Keep yourself safe as well. Debbie Boger from the United Way. You can go to uwdecatur.com for more information.